I'm extremely cold, Dad, from the tip of my head to the bottom of my toe. Can I get one of those warm things that you put in your gloves? I called to my dad. No, we could lose a fish. Okay, then, can I get in the tent? Yes, if you really need to. And then I raced all the way to the tent, and I peered into it. Surprisingly, I saw a red hat that looked my size and looked very comfortable, so I skipped as fast as possible into the tent. Crush, crackle. Ooh, it's very warm in here. I am going to whip off my jacket and gloves. Ring, ring. Yes, oh no, we'll pack up. Are you still at the house? Jason, Denver, Sonny just jumped off Grammy's bed, so we're going to pack up and go straight home. Mom and I are going to bring Sonny to the doctor's office. I heard a very long bang and crash. I thought the truck was breaking down, but suddenly it was going good again. Dad, I really don't want to stare at Sonny, but she's my sister, and I need to see for a quick moment. Could I please go to the doctor's office with you and Mom? No, it could be too inappropriate and you might have creepy nightmares. I felt scared, but Dad was right. It could be too disgusting for an 8-year-old like me. They didn't even know what was going to happen. Dad, what's going to happen to Sunny? Is it bleeding bad or does it hurt so bad she's crying? I asked. Well, Mom called me and said that it was bleeding. Not very bad, though. Dad whispered because Denver was sleeping. Good grief, I whispered.